Blog Talk Radio.
Purify my heart, make me a better Muslim, purify my thought. I seek refuge in thee from the accursed Shaitan, and I submit totally, God, my world is born. I know I'm always screaming about righteousness, and it seems like I'm on some self-righteous tip. But no man is free of sin, I'm fighting my jihad. It's an everyday struggle and the fight is hard, but I'm striving hard to be a better person, Lord. Cause I know that I'm far from being perfect, Lord. I'm in no moral position to be judging none, just trying to be a warner before the real judgment comes. That's why in my raps I say what I say, but I'm in the same boat, so I pray every day. Allah strengthen me with humility to deal with my lieutenant. Good soldiers here in Obey, help me to represent it. Help me to fight off Satan for real, and help me to deal with this pain that I feel, this anger I feel. Help me live up to the name Muhammad and submit to the truth that you came to reveal. Forgive me for my sins and have mercy on me. Protect me from Satan and the evil he's working on me. Living in this devil's world, putting a hurting on me. The devil trying to end my show and close the curtain on me. Too many enemies plotting, any day I can die. If you're not in my corner, there's no way I survive. But if it's your will for me to go, then I'm gone in the wind. I'm a soldier and I'm gonna stand strong to the end. Help me provide for my wife, I be working hard. But what I make ain't enough and she deserves it all. I barely make enough for us to make it and live, and she deserves so much more than I'm able to give. I wanna do so much for my family, and the fact that I can is so sad to me. The stress be dragging me, feels like I need a new port and a fat bag of weed. But that's against the restrictive laws I won't ignore. Within the law is my success, plus I signed Form 4. So I pray to you, Lord, help me kill them thoughts. I tell myself it'll get better, but I feel it's not. Looking for better days, but I'm stuck for now. Ain't seen the mosque in 2 months because my truck broke down. I'm stressed out, I'm just keeping it as real as I can. When your pocket's on E, it's hard to feel like a man. I used to get money in my criminal days, but I refuse to go back to my criminal ways. I don't wanna be the nigga that I was before. I was born to be a fool, it's in my blood for sure. I'm wrestling with demons from my past that haunt me. Mistakes I made, things I've done that I can't shake off me. Killing me softly, and I can't let it go. I got issues with my anger, always ready to blow. Ready to fight anybody, kamikaze, can't help this. But sometimes I wonder and sit back and ask myself, is this because I'm fearless, or do I have a death wish? At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn cause I'm restless. Dealing with these demons, disturbing my peace. On my prayer rug till it's hurting my knees. Oh Allah, you know the children gone back to their mom. Please watch over them and keep them on the path of Islam. I hardly see them anymore, Lord, I miss them a lot. And the pain from it got my heart twisted in knot. My wife got sons that I love and I'm adopting them soon. Plus you blessed us with the baby that she got in the womb. She's a high risk pregnancy, I say that it's scary. She was pregnant once before, but the baby miscarried. So please bless her with the strength, I'm asking you, Lord. I'm begging you please, like I've never asked you before. Oh Allah, please help me to endure my trials. My self-accusing spirit talking to me and I hear it. It's telling me Allah is surely with the patient. Seek refuge in the law and resist temptation. So I beseech your help and beg your mercy indeed. For I believe in you and trust in you for all that I need. And I'm a helper in your cause with your apostle. So please grant to me success, Lord Allahu Akbar. Amen, amen.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is his messenger, and I further bear witness that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is our divine reminder and leader, teacher, and guide in our midst. And it is my distinct honor, privilege, and pleasure to greet all of you once again on a Friday night. So many of you are out here already. All praises due to Allah. I greet you and I greet in words of peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam.
Thank you, thank you. And welcome back to our Friday night study group, Put on the New Man. And I am so honored once again to have our distinguished panelists here. And this is our brother, of course, and one of my ministers, and he needs no introduction. But before then, before we bring him on, we certainly want to pay our respects and give the greetings to our beloved brother, minister, friend, and host, and one of the nation's top soldiers, in my humble opinion. And, of course, I want to congratulate him again and again on selling 300 final call papers in 1 week at the age of 65, so you youngsters have no excuse whatsoever.
Good God Almighty.
All praise is due to Allah. So I'm not going to delay it any further. Student Minister James Muhammad, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Sister Queen Aziza Mariam Muhammad, my beloved sister and companion warrior in this magnificent mission of the resurrection of the dead. I, too, want to add my voice and gratitude for the wonderful blessing of having our beloved brother and student Western Regional Minister, Minister Tony Muhammad, here with us for part two and the culminating part of the follow-up three-part series on the revitalization of reparatory justice or the reparations movement. Minister Tony, again, needs no introduction. He's right in
That's
the thick
right.
of everything in L.A., of course, but throughout the country. He's a longtime brother and friend of mine, counselor of mine. We owe him a magnificent debt of gratitude. But I want to say, properly opening up, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, we bear witness to the oneness of God and to the oneness of his prophetic community. And, of course, as Muslims, we believe in Moses and the Torah. We believe in Jesus and the gospel or the Injil. And, of course, we believe in Muhammad 1,400 years ago and the Holy Quran. Peace be upon all of these worthy servants of Almighty God Allah. As students in the ministry of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, under the guidance and teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we can never, ever thank Allah enough for intervening in our affairs in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, the great, great, great Mahdi, and raising up from our midst his Messiah, the exalted Christ, the one whom the world has been awaiting and expecting for the past 2,000 years. And as you always hear me say, little did we know that he would be a black man from among the former slaves, and even less did we anticipate that he would be a Muslim. We can never thank Allah enough for the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through whom he fashioned and shaped and prepared one for this critical and prophetic hour at which we have arrived. And of course, the hour of which I speak is the hour of the judgment of both the wicked and the righteous, and the establishment of the kingdom of God on earth. And the man of whom I speak is the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Once again, in their divine and righteous names, I'm very happy and honored to greet all of you in the listening audience, of course, our esteemed panelists. It's the greeting words of peace. In the greeting words of peace, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
I took up about maybe 5 to 8 minutes on that long salutation there, brother. So I'm turning the rest of the show over to you.
Well,
we thank. Go ahead, brother. Yes, sir.
Yeah. First, to you, Brother James, and to Sister Queen Aziza, and to your listening audience, certainly it's an honor, you know, for me to be on the phone. I, too, would like to start off by saying, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness there is no God but Allah, who came to us in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praise is forever due. And we thank him for raising the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, who is the exalted Christ. He is talked about in the volume of all of the scriptures. In fact, there is not a prophet that has ever lived that his life and his mission does not pattern. And we're thankful to the both of them who are alive and well, that they would be feeding and energizing and continuously blessing the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan to lead us out in this great hour of darkness. It may look like it's light, but the light is fading real fast on America.
That's right.
And the judgment of God is touching America from coast to coast. So I'm honored to be here as I greet you and Sister Queen Aziza and your audience, myself, with the greeting words of peace of Assalamu Alaikum. Now, brother and sister, I don't do radio shows of this magnitude as such, so you all are going to have to help me and guide me. I wanted to come on and sort of be a resource if the audience have questions, because it is the question from the believer and from the audience that sparks interest. And there's a lot going on in America and the world today that we could talk about, you know. But, you know, I do better when I'm asked a question, or if you and I are just sharing wisdom or knowledge. You know, there's a lot happening. So I'm honored to be here. I will say this. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, Brother Minister.
You know, last week
we talked
about the – you know, the fire that is raging from the spirit and mind of this Jewish bulldog called Donna Sterling. And as his fire start raging from his mouth, and as Allah is revealing who the real enemies are, likewise, a fire is physically raging out here in California, and some of the homes in the areas that Donald Sterling sold to people, these rich homes are on fire as we speak. So God has a way of answering his people to show his people that he's with us. And so we are experiencing a serious fire in an area called Carlsbad and Oceanside, which is near the military base down there in San Diego. That almost that entire county is up in flames as we speak. And tens of thousands of people have had to evacuate. Hundreds of homes have been burned literally to the ground. You know, so the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan sent for us to watch the weather. And it is written in the Quran that Allah will curtail her on all of her sides, driving the people to the center. You know, we can play with this hour if we want to. And I am so glad, and we are all so honored, man. Those of us who have a smidgen of a belief in love
on,
of the
man.
Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, you and I are the luckiest people and the most blessed people who have ever lived. That God would choose the despised, he's going to choose the rejected, and he's going to raise us in stages and degrees and then set us up on top of civilization?
Come
oh
on,
my man. God, man. You know, that's the kind of teaching that lifts the spirit of men. Not the kind of teaching that tell the person once you die and they embalm your body and remove half of your organs and sell it to white people, put you in three boxes, lock each one of them, put you 6 feet under. Now they're putting you 12 feet under and stacking bodies on top of you. And then somebody tell you you're going to come out of all of that and receive something on the other side. Now, I'll give up that resurrection for the real resurrection any day.
Come on, brother.
And so we're just blessed, brothers and sisters. And in truth, our biggest impediment is our ignorance of the time and the man of the time who will, in fact, lead us out of this darkness. At 81 years old, this man,
yes,
Farrakhan, is nowhere near tired. And all I could do is boast in him. I can brag in him, brothers and sisters. You know,
yes, sir.
I know Christ through him. I know Moses through him. I know all of the prophets through watching this man give his life, give his sacrifice, his prayers. It's all for Allah and his people. And nothing fuels the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan better like serving black people.
That's
those
right.
of us who are striving, I pray that our striving is to serve, you know, and those of us who really want to be out in leadership, you know, you get to that high position through stages and degrees and through trials. It
That's
looks
right.
pretty.
Come on, brother.
It
Make
looks
plain,
pretty.
Brother Minister.
And it sounds good when people are clapping for you. But boy, when the trials and the tests come to you,
yes,
brothers and sisters, God is going to try you to see what your heart is made of. This is no sprint. This is a spiritual and mental marathon. And Brother James, what you are doing to be
yes,
at the young age of 65 selling 300 Final Call newspaper a week, I'm not impressed with the 300 that you're doing. I'm impressed that you're touching 300 people a week.
Allahu Akbar. Yes, sir.
With that Final Call newspaper, they come face to face with a servant of God.
That's
a
right.
big work. That is a big work because your religion ain't talking. Your religion is being demonstrated. Everybody
yes,
in the nation basically done learned how to talk. And that's
right.
one of the problems. We are talking nation. And we need
Come
to
on,
be
brother.
A doing nation and an applying nation. We need to go out there and let people view our Islam, see our Islam. Because everybody is talking, and that's what you are doing, brother. I am honored to see Allah put that kind of spirit in you for the rest of us. Not one of us should be selling less, and it ain't really selling. But not one
That's
of us should be given more, less than 300 Final Calls, you know, a week, coming in contact with possibly 300 people a week.
Yes, sir.
That's big. So thank you, brother, for transferring that energy to our people through the number one newspaper in the universe, and that's the Final Call. So a lot is happening. Athletes and entertainers, the dry bones are really shaking. This
Come
Donald
on,
Sterling is saying he ain't giving up his niggas.
Mm-mm-mm.
He said, I'm going to hold on to my plantation. If you all want to take my niggas from me, y'all better send a Django with two silent D's.
Mm-mm-mm.
But I think it's time to say bye-bye.
That's right.
To Miss Laura. It's time to say bye-bye. To the NBA, the NFL. It's time to say bye to all of them, and it's time for our talent. It's time for these great giants like LeBron James, Irvin Johnson, Shaquille O'Neal. They got following out of this world. It's time to have our own league.
That's right.
Our own companies, our own land, brothers and sisters. We need to be our own paper. We need to be selling our own hair. We need to have our own transportation system. Nothing wrong with that. And this white man is going to continue to get angry, as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said to me. He said, brother, they are going to fulfill. That man is angry, Donald Sterling, and he's going to start casting out some of them other devils in the NBA because he's got dirt on some of them. So now they're running scared, and it's getting to be a showdown because now the Clippers, they have lost, and now they're out of the finals, and the talking is beginning. And I've been privileged to some of those great conversations, and I have met with some of the biggest athletes in the world who want guidance. See? They want to get with the people. And so the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is slowly and wisely guiding some of us who are in contact with them to show them their power. It's not about them coming into the nation. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan cares nothing for that, but the teaching of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, they want to know more about.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
they want to know that part of the teaching that can empower them. So the dry bones are shaking, and the slaves are calling from the plantation, and they're looking for the modern-day Nat Turner, and that man is in Chicago, and we are his helpers, and it's time for us to build. Not no underground railroad, but on top of the ground rail system that we can now make a journey and have our own. And that's what time it is. And so
anything
that you all want to talk about, any questions that you all want to ask, feel free. I can't tell you I have an answer for all the questions that may come, but I only speak that which I know. And that which I know it well. So thank you, dear brother.
Okay.
I mean, we're in that hour. A lot is happening, and our nation is about to get very powerful, brother. It's going to happen.
Mm. Yes, sir.
Mm.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Brother Minister. And as you have expressed, dear brother, we want to engage the listening and participating audience, both from the phones and from the chat room. I must say, before we do, though, I have to say all praise to Allah for anything that I am doing in my effort to demonstrate my appreciation for being raised from the dead by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. There's nothing that I could do, no matter what numbers Allah may bless me to achieve in any aspect of the program of the resurrection of the dead. There's nothing I could do that could approximate the great, great gift and the debt owed to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I would not be physically alive if it were not for him, and certainly there would be no spiritual life in me if it were not for the great sacrifice of that man. So all praise is due to Allah for the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And we want to go right to the phone and to the chat room. I'd like to preface that move or that segue with words from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in a message that he delivered, part two of the 2006 Saviors Day at Mas Mariam. This was on March 5th regarding separation. And he stated, "There is no mystery about what America is in prophecy. So if America is that wicked city called the Mystery Babylon, it is predicted of the prophets that she would fall. America is now in her fall, and she is falling fast," he instructed in his opening, which set the lucid and firm tone of his message. So in the recognition of this real truth, that America is in her fall, what hope do we have in investing our faith in so bankrupt an enterprise as America. We've tried everything in the world to assimilate, to integrate, to be accepted by and large in America, and all of our efforts have failed. Therefore, separation is the best and only solution to the problem that besets both people. So on that note, beloved, I want to turn it over to Sister Queen Aziza, and if there are any on the phone with their hands up, I know the phones are full, the lines are full, and I'm sure the chat rooms are also. So let us get rolling. Sister Aziza,
yes,
is there anyone on?
There are a lot of people on, but they're going to have to wait about 15 minutes because I had to order some more lines because people were not able to get in. So they're frozen for about 15 minutes, but the chat rooms are open, and my Gmail is a little slow, but it's coming up. So the Blog Talk chat room in Yahoo is open right now. And we have a comment first. That was the first one that came in from Sister Mari. And she says that, I feel our black men in professional sports are high-priced house Negroes, and they act like they don't know it. It seems to prove that no matter the education, talents, or capabilities, we will still be niggas in their eyesight. And she wants your opinion on that, Student Minister Tommy.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you to the person who asked that question, dear sister. What you're witnessing in the minds of the athletes, you know, I would just like to say to us, let's be careful of criticizing too harshly.
That's right.
You know, because you're going to see something tomorrow, and I don't mean tomorrow like 24 hours. But we're going to see something in not the too far distant future that's going to change the course of America and the conscience of our people. And so, you know, the same dog that is biting them bit us. I mean, I don't know what your consciousness was before you came in the nation, but I was one of those so-called Negro athletes, you know, who didn't have a knowledge of himself, who was deaf, dumb, and blind. I was one of them Negroes that the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had not gotten to me. You will be surprised. In the city of L.A., in the city of Chicago, in the city of New York, in Tampa, you'll be surprised at how many young people don't even know Louis Farrakhan or the Nation of Islam. You'll be surprised. The Million Man March next year was 20 years ago. There are 18-year-olds who don't even know nothing about that.
You say, sir.
Million Man March, they say, million what? What's that? They don't even know. So Thomas Jefferson he left specific instruction. Let no light come to the Negro. See?
Mm-hmm.
Block all the light from getting to the Negro. For if wisdom and knowledge get to him, then we would become a troublesome species. So Allah got to do it. Allah got the light of fire. He's got the light of fire on the plantation so that the slaves can see that the master's house is on fire and that the master hate them. So the master's hatred of black people, Allah is going to expose. And these young people that are in the NFL, in the NBA, just like the gangbangers, they were born for this day. But the scriptures say, how would they know? Except they have a teacher. And how would they have a teacher unless someone is sent? See? So the winds that is blowing on the bone is coming in the form of white supremacy. See? Jay-Z got hit with some white supremacy. You see what it jolted him a little bit when he went to Cuba and found out he was still a nigger in the eye of white people.
That's
see?
Right.
Kanye got hit with some white supremacy when he found out he's still a nigger
Oprah Winfrey went to France and they wouldn't even serve her in a store. She's looking at a handbag for $15,000 and the woman took it out of her hand and locked it so that she couldn't touch it. They're all touching the winds of white supremacy. Allah is going to force them to look at the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the teachings. Those of us who are in the ark, we can't be in the ark throwing rocks. We got to be outside of the ark saying, this way, my brothers. This way, my sisters. See? So many of them have never heard of it. Yes, yes. They, like us, their biggest enemy is ignorance. And the thing that hinders them is that the money is so good to them and the lifestyle is so good to them that that lifestyle and that money has become a god besides God. But many of them got good hearts, see? So how did God get the attention of the children of Israel who was in bondage in Egypt? How did God get the attention of the people in the day of Nebuchadnezzar? See, if you read the scripture, how did God get the attention of the Roman Empire? God got the attention because he knew that the pharaohs of those days was very wealthy, so Allah destroyed their wealth.
That's right.
And when Allah destroyed their wealth, when he destroyed their God, see, where are they going to turn? Where is magic going to turn when that dollar bill can't do nothing for him? See? Where's LeBron James going to go? He can't dunk a basketball no more. He's no use to white people. He have no value to them. See? All of them, when they lose that money, those who got them little white girls, when they go broke, she's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing going to be left is that crude ship that ain't going to sink. When all this stuff falls, the only thing that's going to be remain standing is the nation of Islam. I don't care. We on a plank. We are not going to drown. We're going to float through this wave. And so God is setting up the atmosphere. God is setting the agenda. Let's just sit back and watch the hand of God move on the people. See? So the minister said to me when I went to the protest, he said, brother, don't attack our black athletes. He said, brother, you attack their slave master. You talk to the slave master. You make demands from the slave master. You speak truth to power. But then with the athlete, tell him of his responsibility. And you tell the poor what their responsibility is. He said, you will get more out of them explaining their responsibility than calling them out of their name. You know, I know you don't mean that. I'm just saying to you that Allah, Master Farad Muhammad, and his Christ is working this thing out.
That's right.
And so, yes, the athletes are deaf, dumb, and blind. Most of them young babies ain't nothing. They between 19 and 24. They babies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Many of them was 2 years old, 3 years old, doing the Million Man March. Many of them don't know no Louis Farrakhan. I'm sorry, dear sister. They don't assume they know him. And that's our problem. That's where we got to get on the ball. That's where his ministers, that's where the MGT and the FOI, we got to come out of the buildings and take to the streets and take to the ballrooms. We got to go to the conventions. We got to be out and be seen with the people. We need to go to the game.
Come on, brother.
Not to sit there and enjoy no popcorn. The athletes need to see us sitting on the front row. Hey, I need to holler at you.
Yes, sir.
See? The entertainers. We need to be at the concert. Not for concert's sake. We need to be getting them a final call newspaper. My brother, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, need to holler at you. See? Back in the day, Brother James, we used to do that.
That's right. That's
the
right.
Entertainers, new Minister Farrakhan. Hell, his name came up in their music. These brothers don't know him, and I put that on me. I take responsibility for that, dear sister. And I'm letting you know, as I have promised Allah and his messenger, and I don't mind promising you all, we will do everything we can to get to them young giants. Because when they turn toward us, oh, my God, we have to be ready. But the minister said, brother, be wise. See? Be wise. Them athletes to just show their solidarity with the nation. Some of them guys got a $120 million contract. He said, which one of them can we give that to? So he's teaching me a way and what to say to them, what to put on their mind. See? Put their people on their mind. Don't put no organization on their mind. Put their people on their mind. Give them some prophecy. Show them their value to their people. Show them how much money is being made off of them. Because they are lost in their individuality, and they're lost in their in this whole me, myself, and I. But Donald Sterling, I'm telling y'all, when Allah made that white boy lose his mind, do you know this is the first time in the history of the NBA that all of the black athletes are saying if this white boy ain't gone, they are all talking and they never united like this, according to Magic Johnson. He was telling me the other day. He said, brother, we have never talked to each other like this. This is the first time that they are now meeting. So just peace be still, but watch Allah's hand. It's going to happen. So I hope I've answered her question. It's a beautiful day, y'all. I'm happy. I'm happy as heaven.
Yes, sir.
All praises due to Allah.
Really?
Okay, we have a question on the phone. Area code 610. Your mic is live.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
How you doing? I'm just
good, sir.
My name is on Facebook. I'm called We Made It.
I know that's right. I like that name.
Yeah, peace to the brothers and sisters. I was sitting here listening, and I was agreeing with everything the brother was saying. But it's one thing that I'm confused about. It's about the Donald Sterling thing. I've listened to that audio several times, and I like to rise above my emotions and listen. And the only thing that I got out of it was he just revealed the truth.
Come on now.
It wasn't really when I try to see when people speak, I try to put it in the proper context instead of deal with sensationalism. And it was a blessing that, you know, he said what he said, because it revealed much more than racism to me. What I was more interested in was the people he was referring to, the people he was exposing, the people that he was saying that had a problem with black people being seen, you know, at the game. And that opens up a whole other can of worms. So I think people overlooked the whole issue and got caught up in the sensationalism of the quote-unquote racism, instead of looking at something even deeper. This man reveals something that's very important. You know, I mean, he's a billionaire, and he's terrified. Who is he terrified of? This man is rich. You see what I'm saying? And he's saying, I have to sit here, and I have to act, and I have to fit a role to my associates around me. But it's going back to the secret relationship between black and Jews. It's going back to the teachings. It's going back to what already been revealed to us. I think we need to focus on that point right there instead of the basic point of the sensationalism of the racism surrounding it. We need to focus on that point and express that point to our people. Because if we're striving to reveal the man of sin, well, Donald Sterling did that for us.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, we should be more focused on that point than the sensationalism around the racism. We should be focused on all the points, but I think that point needs more concentration more than anything, because we can use that point to introduce the secret relationship between blacks and Jews to the people, because we've been trying so hard to explain it to our people. And Donald Sterling has definitely given us a platform and an opportunity to do that. And that's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, and thank you. Thank you very much, dear brother. You know, and you're absolutely right. When something like this arises, we need to have the light of truth coming from every angle.
That's right.
You know, when you're looking at a diamond, that diamond shines a light in every direction. And when the light of truth shines, brother, you know, it can bring things out of its hiding place. So those whose job it is to concentrate on that area you're talking about, fire away. Those whose job it is to concentrate on another area, fire away, you know. So we got to have an all-out strategy, and you are absolutely right. Donald Sterling just did us a big favor. God used him because he kept talking about his culture. He didn't want to go. He kept talking about that's the way it is. He kept talking about his associate, and that's why the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said, for me, brother, call out the NBA. Call out that club, because he said that man is in that place that Paul talked about. That it is not a matter of flesh and blood and principalities. It's about evil, wickedness, and principalities, I'm sorry, that exist in high places. Donald Sterling is in high places. Donald Sterling is a kingmaker. There are several hundred Jewish people he has made millionaires 50 times over. So he's a kingmaker. And he done revealed the Talmud, what they are taught, the attitude that they are taught to have against other, not just people, but whole nations. He is, we're finding out, a part of the Rothschild clique. This man is in high places. This man is in a secret order of rich men. But God, see, that's powerful places. And that's why I know Master Farad Muhammad Han is in it, and he's bringing them out, brother. And they're going to fulfill that part of the Bible that says, when Satan starts casting out Satan, how then can his kingdom stand? So he got the wild one out of the bunch. That man knows that the name of his team is the name of a type of a slave ship. That's why he was on news saying, I'm not giving up my ship to nobody. I'll fight you all the way to the Supreme Court, because them Jews are maybe not going to vote him out. So, brother, I love it. You are absolutely right. That is an area. See, when you're sitting in the circle of God, we can't condemn not one God with the area he's concentrating on. Don't make one area more important. They all are important.
Right, absolutely.
That's what we learn in our study guides when we're sitting in the circle. You know, God, what do you see, God? Man, I'm going to hit him at this angle. Okay, I'm going to hit him in his Achilles heels. Where you hitting him at, brother? I'm hitting him in his elbow. What you doing, brother? I'm taking his head off.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know, I appreciate you, man, because he's saying culture. He's telling, it's my culture. Y'all don't understand. I can't tell it. I can't talk to you about that. See? So he's giving us, and I'm telling you, as law's my witness, now people are reaching for what. One thing I do love, you said that you are right. We got to hold up that book now, The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews. To me, I'm going to talk to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the National Laborers. I think we should have a national or a press conference in every city holding up that book and telling black people it's a must-have. This is what we need to sit down at the table and talk to these people about, because they benefited too long on our ignorance and on our pseudo-relationship with them. And that's what them other Jews are scared of, as Magic was talking to me. See? They not angry with that man, because what he did 10 years ago was worse than what he said when he put black and brown people out of his apartment. Sent his wife in there posing as a health inspector, writing up bogus eviction notices, and people was leaving, but she lied. She broke the law to get black people out of their apartment complexes, out of their buildings. That was worse than what he said. But the NBA allowed him to stay in. See? So they owe us an apology, man. They owe us more than an apology. Really, really give us our boys back.
That's right. Teach.
See? But, so the minister say this in our close. He said, brother, encourage them to call all black athletes and entertainers, and they need to go somewhere on a retreat. And the best of our minds that we have confidence in every field of endeavor should sit in front of them and show them the kind of power they got. He said, and if it please Allah, maybe I can slip in under the covers of darkness and give them the spiritual version of what everybody else is going to give them. It's happening slowly but surely, and that's all I'm going to say on that.
Peace.
Thank you, dear brother. Oh, my God. Boy, we got some folks in our nation, boy.
That's right, beloved.
No, man, this is. But I do think we should have a press conference. I do think we should do more with promoting that book now, The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews. We're calling for a town hall meeting, a national town hall meeting with the NBA, the NFL, and Major League Baseball to sit with black people, and we lay them books on the table.
Because yes,
many
sir.
Of those Jewish owners benefited from the cotton in Mississippi, from the tobacco industry.
That's right.
See? Many of them, you know. And when you show them, you all, in fact, it was the Jewish clothing makers that made the hoods for the Klan. Oh, yo, we got something to show them, man. I think that brother is right. This is the time, man, to promote like we've never promoted before. So I gotta call the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan to write him on that one right there. That's got to get to him.
Yes, sir.
All praises to Torah. Okay. Brother Gene, your mic is live.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
Oh, it's just wonderful to be here. But what's happening with the Donald Sterling situation, it just brings me back to Isaiah the prophet, chapter 28. He said, didn't you know there would come a time when your bed will be too narrow and your covers too short? And Allah is just snatching the covers off all of them. But I just want to suggest this to all the believers and black people of America. God is going to take the kingdom from them and give it to us. Let's get in position to receive the kingdom. Let's do what we have to do. We see what's going on. I'm in Atlanta tonight, and it feels like it's 37 or 40 degrees outside, and it's supposed to be summertime. We see what's going on. We see the weather. The minister said Allah will bring the weather up to 90 to 100 degrees and drop it overnight where it freezes the organs in your body. So I just want to suggest that to all the listening audience, let's do what we have to do to take over this kingdom. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you, dear brother. And that's very important. You know, we have to qualify ourselves for positions awaiting us. And the truth becomes, you know, are we ready? Are we ready to have our own government? And the beautiful part is many of our black people, we have people that are talented all over this planted. So I'll just say that it's going to happen in the good time of Allah, and brother, you are absolutely right, you know, and I'll say this. I know that Allah don't want us to have so much hatred and vitriol that we don't know how to get our point across, you know, to our people, to where our people won't push away from what it is that we are trying to convey to them, but will come closer to what it is we are trying to convey to them. And there are many people poised who are ready to help us from all over this planet. So you're right. We just have to be ready. We have to be qualified to be set on top to run this whole thing. So
I'm in much agreement with you on that. And I didn't know it was that cold in Atlanta. Maybe that's why it's so hot out here.
It's cold in Texas too, Brother Tony.
Really? Mm. Wow.
Yes, sir. It's about 45, 48, somewhere around there. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's in the hundreds out here, and it's very, very dry. I mean, it almost feels like you're going to faint when you walk out. It's an unusual kind of heat that we have not felt before.
Cold this time of year is very unusual for Texas. Very unusual.
Oh,
I mean, I've been here 30 years and never have I had a cool day in May, ever. It's been cool all week.
Oh, praise to Allah.
This is a great sign.
Make sure, family, y'all work on your survival kit, man. Do not.
That's right.
Please, every believer that we all should, I got to do better on my survival kit myself, but we need to work on that. But we'll take the next question or comment.
Okay, area code 702. Your mic is now live.
As-salamu alaykum. This is Brother Kim from Las Vegas.
Wa alaikum salam,
Brother Kim.
Yes, ma'am. A wonderful show, I just want to say. But, you know, I'm listening to the regional minister, Brother Tony. And, you know, I have a son who's a sophomore. He's a junior now at the University of Tuskegee. And I just want to say about our youth. Our youth are prime for this time. You know, our youth are really desiring to want to be leaders, but they need men and women who will represent leadership that is backed by the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. You know, there was something that was on Facebook, a comment that was put out by another student that attends a white university, and they were saying that they received better education at the white university instead of black universities. But the black youth in all these HBCUs, they came together and united and attacked that. And that just shows me that our youth are primed to help the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. Our conversation in our home with my children, and I've been in the Nation of Islam, you know, ever since I was 19. So all I know is this wonderful teaching. And the language in our home is doing for self and help supporting the mission. You know, my son may not be suit and bow tie. You know, Allah may have another plan for him, but he is rooted in the program of the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And this is what we have to share with our young people, because I'm just telling you God's truth. Our young people are prime. You know, I've been to a lot of HBCUs, and, you know, a lot of them who don't know the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, but we have to be a representative of the greatest black man that I have ever known on this face of this earth. And, you know, we have to share with them the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, because, once again, I say they prime, they ready. And, Brother Tony, I appreciate you coming on, brother, because your spirit, brother, is radiating throughout this city, man, and we are engaging ourselves right here in the city of Las Vegas. We are in our program that's called MTI, Manhood Training Initiative, where we go into the juvenile justice system. And I just want to share with you that, you know, it was a survey done because of our program, and it was said that when men join the Nation of Islam in the prison institutions, 80% of them come out and never go back into the penitentiary system. And they said that they based that off of our program because of the success that we are having with our youth in this city, brother. So, man, keep doing what you're doing, brother. Keep feeding the people, man, brother, and may Allah bless our nation in helping our youth to see the importance of backing the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. As-salamu alaykum.
Yes, sir. Wa alaykum
salam.
Wa alaykum
salam, sir.
Well, Brother Kim, I thank you. You know, all of us who have children that was born into the world hearing this teaching, see, the beautiful blessing is that the seed and fertilizer of the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is deeply rooted in them. And Allah will create the circumstances that will germinate that root.
and make that root grow. And the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said to me when I was worried about my son, when my son who went into the entertainment industry and signed a big multi-million-dollar contract with this company, but the type of music he was performing, I wasn't with. The minister laughed at me. He said, man, you leave him alone. Allah got him. He said, many of our children, they're already behind enemy territory.
Yes, sir.
He said, they're acting savage, but their nature is righteous, and at a time, they're going to come alive. He said, so don't let your worry drive him away. Just put it in the hands of Allah, and you watch. He's gathering followers, brother, by the millions, probably more than you and I have. And at the proper time, he will start teaching them. And I'm telling you, it's happening. So it ain't about do they wear a suit or bow tie. It's not about do our children wear a headpiece. The question is, are they rooted in the teaching of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? And now my son called me and came to my house to get the Book of Supreme Wisdom. He got Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews. And now he's dropping it in his music. People in the industry didn't even know he was a Muslim. So now I'm like, look at this dude.
Yes,
and I was
sir.
Worried, you see. So don't worry, man. And I'm glad those students are attacking the HBCUs because they're going to make them come alive. We're in that hour, man, and this is the best and the most beautiful time I've ever seen. The same thing is happening at Clark, where my daughter is. She was in a classroom, and a teacher said something funny, and my daughter went off. And she said, Dad, I was dropping so much, I thought I had forgot what I knew. But that man said something about the nation, and I had to get him straight. See, the devil going to run them right back, brother. Because I told my children, and all of our children, their mannerism, their way, I don't care how much Negro they try to be, people see they different.
That's right.
So what a blessing, man, to know that our children are coming alive. This generation was born to hear the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. They were born, brothers and sisters, to know, because the scriptures say, my sheep know my voice. And I'm telling you all, I feel a movement is starting in America, and black people are waking up again, and this is the time to really harness that. So that's why I'm glad to be on the phone and on this radio call with a brother like Brother James, who's out there touching 300 people a week. That's a movement. If 10,000 FOI did that a week,
yes, sir.
Oh, my God. It's over. And that ain't 300 papers ain't hard.
That's right, Brother Minister.
It's not hard. The paper will jump out of your hand.
That's right.
Because the people are going to want to know, what the hell is that big stack that man standing next to? It must be something important. He got that many.
Come on, Minister.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Next question or comment. Thank you, Brother Kim. They're doing a wonderful job over there in Vegas, man. You know, and I don't know what you all are experiencing around the nation, but if you are in L.A. and in the Western region, the people are coming out to the mosque in numbers we haven't seen in years.
Right.
Since Savior's Day, our numbers are increasing, brother. I mean, every week in L.A., 90% of the people are accepting.
Oh, all praises to Allah.
I mean, all over the nation, I'm here, but I'm saying that's what we're experiencing in the West. People are coming.
Yes, sir, Brother Minister.
You know, so we got to get ready. We got to get ready because if every black person stopped what they was doing and came through the nation's doors, we couldn't handle it.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, let me go to the chat room before I get in trouble. And Kent wants to know, he said, America will never give us reparations. Do you feel we need to push with great magnitude the economic blueprint and stop the delay of hoping and wishing for reparations?
Oh, brother, I say emphatically yes. We need to push
the economic blueprint like it's never been pushed before. In fact, we need to get the best scientific marketing mind that we can afford, you know, to bring that economic blueprint to bear, that economic blueprint should be the take up a full page in all of the black newspapers across this country. While we're looking at TV, the economic blueprint should be seen on a commercial. See? So it's time now. So you're absolutely right. We just can't depend on the one or two soldiers in the street to push it. We need to push it from a level that reaches the intelligentsia class of our people and the masses of our people. And let me say this. The three-year economic blueprint will be supported by other ethnicities.
That's
they
right.
too, many of them trust that man, Louis Farrakhan. They just don't know it's a he. They don't know he's asking. See,
all
we
praise
gotta come
is
up
due
with,
to
we
Allah.
We got to come up with a marketing strategy that's never been seen before, you know. And we just need to do a better job of that. But I think we need to employ the best marketing black minds that's out there, that's up there in New York and out here in L.A. They know how to take an idea like that and push it over to the people. So, yes, brother, you're 100% right and exact. Our reparation is going to come from us turning towards each other and turning to this teachings and getting behind the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and this economic blueprint, man. The Muhammad's economic blueprint is the lifeline for black people and will be the only thing that will bring our people out of this condition that we're in. So, and I thank Allah because he's getting Texas ready for us to buy it, Sister Aziza. So that temperature
all
changed when we own
to
it.
Allah.
Yes, sir.
And Brother Minister, Brother Minister, if I may add.
Would you please?
On the note that you made regarding ethnicity's support of the economic blueprint, I just want to say I have several regular Caucasian customers for the final call, brother. They meet me at my spot every week. They're in their cars with their dollars hanging out of the windows, and if I don't see them, they're beeping their horns, making sure that I come over to them and give them their weekly copy.
Yes, sir.
Of the final call newspaper. So,
wow.
Yes, you're absolutely right, beloved.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
Next question or comment?
Okay, let me go back to the chat room. And those of you who are calling by phone, I just refreshed my screen, so if you had your hand up, it may have disappeared. Go ahead and press one on your dial pad, and I'll get your question. This is from Louisa. And she said, I want Minister Tony's views on the kidnapped Nigerian girls. Does he think it is a possibility that this is a sample of what is to come for our black children here in America, since lately in the last 5 years they have come up missing more than ever before?
Yeah. Thank you, Sister, for that question. You know, when I see Caucasian people jumping behind a cause, I know it's not one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a trick. I don't care what no one says. I know when he's talking about any atrocities that's happening to black people in Africa, he's got an angle.
That's right.
When has he ever cared for our girls? See, how many black people did it take in the Sudan and in Rwanda? How many black people was murdered before they even act like they wanted to do something? Let me tell you something, that we're dealing with a sex trafficking seminar tomorrow in L.A. You know how many black girls has been sold to sex trafficking in Los Angeles in just the last 10 years?
Mm.
Nearly 800. That's happening right here in America as we speak.
It's been happening. But every time you hashtag that, save, bring our girls back, who is this talking, talking about our girls?
Come on,
how
brother.
Much, how much money is being raised for some girls that when they put the pictures of the girls up there, that the parents said that them was not the girls, they didn't know who those girls were. I'm telling you that Satan is the master of tricks. And unless we send the Final Call newspaper, our own reporters, our own investigators over there, I'm not believing nothing that comes to me through CNN, CBS, and NBC. I will never listen to these wicked, crooked deceivers and liars. What they are really doing, they're really making Islam the enemy of women.
Jeez, brother.
Because that is a move to stop black women in America from even wanting to become Muslim. The devil have a bigger plan when he's doing something like that. Because they're not just saying they were kidnapped. They're talking about Islamist extremists. We don't know if those were Muslims who did that. See? So, unless the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan have sent an investigator to come back and tell me that that's got some reality to it, I'll never believe it through the media that's bringing it to us today. They have never told us the truth, so I'm not with that. I'm dealing with sex trafficking tomorrow here in Los Angeles, where over the last 2 months, nearly 100 black girls are missing from the whole foster care system that's being sold to white men in Europe. And we are being told by the FBI that now the gangs have gotten involved with selling 12-year-old, 13-year-old runaway into these Russian cartels and these the Afghan men and men from Turkey and various places. Did you know your black girls are the ones who are missing in America?
Come on, beloved.
You better teach. Yes, sir. Mm.
No, I don't hear no Queen Latifah and them saying, bring Shanae back.
Come
bring
on,
Rita back. Bring Lil Naima back. I mean, we got to stop this, man. It's like Zimmerman do something to us, and we got a whole big old movement. But in L.A., in 15 years, 25,000 children killed by another black man, and that black mother didn't see no movement. Jesse Jackson didn't show up.
Come on, beloved.
Al Sharpton ain't there to hug that mother. I was with 1,100 mothers last week. Nobody gave them no hugs, crying immensely. No, the cases are not solved. We'll be with parents tomorrow who are saying, Minister, help us with this sex trafficking that's going on. I'm like, man, you know.
Come on,
you know,
Minister.
So now I'll never believe that. CNN and ABC and CBS can go to hell. Is that happening in America? I don't know. I just don't believe the sources that's bringing it to me. And when CNN put those pictures up, many of the Nigerian families was upset because they say they only recognize one maybe or two maybe. Say, them ain't our girls. See, who's benefiting? Follow the money. They're raising millions of dollars that'll never get to those people. Never. Nah, I ain't with that one. Not at all. I mean, and people sending that out and talking about hashtag this. I ain't hashtagging nothing. I'm a hashtag the Muhammad Economic Blueprint. We looking for 10 girls right now from Compton, California. Gone.
Come on, brother minister.
Yes, sir. Yes,
so,
sir.
Thank you, dear sister, but just don't go for them tricks. Wait on the leader.
Yes, sir. Okay. Okay, I promise. Brother Tony, I have special request from a sister who listens all the time. I'm just going to give you her initial. Her initials are CJM. She is actually from Los Angeles, and she says, I have two nephews, a brother and a neighbor here listening right now. Please, Minister Tony,
this may never take place again, them all being here, please tell them who they are as black men.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Well, we would need so many hours, but let's suffice it to say that every black man and woman on this planet, we are direct descendants. Please listen to me real carefully. We are the original people of the earth. We are the direct descendants of the God over this sovereign universe. See? We, without our knowing it, we are the masters of everything. There is other people on this planet who have the ability, the potential that God has put inside of the black man. We have just been hit in the head by some ruffians, and we've been buried in a shallow grave of ignorance in America. And as I said earlier, many white people that are in very powerful positions don't ever want this generation of you to ever come in contact with who they are. And if you don't believe me, young brothers, you now got your cell phones. Y'all can move y'all thumbs and hands quicker than I can run my mouth. Just Google J. Edgar Hoover. And Google what J. Edgar Hoover said, that he had to stop the rise of a black messiah, because he's very well aware of the spiritual times and who God is and who he is. And he know that as long as we are dumb, deaf, and blind, they can master us. So I'll say to you, brother, seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. Go get your hands on every black history book written by black people who gonna tell you the truth. Start off with Message to the Black Man. That book right there take you directly back to the source of who you are as a man, as a black man, and who God is, and what your responsibility is to that God once you wake up to the knowledge of who you are. You will change, brother, in the twinkling of an eye, and then get with a brotherhood that promote the best in civilized society that we have to now begin to do for ourselves. So I say to these brothers, sisters, you tell them that they don't have to wonder about chemistry. They are chemistry. You are trigonometry. You are math. You are all of that and some. You are the original descendants of this planet Earth. Go and get a book, what they never taught you in history class. Go get Chancellor Williams' book. See, just go and study, man. And I'm telling you, if you just study, you'll walk right back into who you are. So that's what I would say to those young brothers. I beg them, please get Message to the Black Man and just read that book, and you will find out who you are, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad will guide you down that road, and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan will do the same. So I hope and pray that Allah use me in some kind of way to touch those young brothers who are listening. Brother, we've been waiting on you all for a long time. You all are born, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said, you all are the best generation we've ever produced. You just need a little guidance, man. You just need us to just show you the way and then get out your way. But you all are the best generation we've ever produced. And all That's you right. need is a thorough knowledge of yourself, and you all will prosper and flourish like you never have before. So may Allah bless those brothers who are listening, and may Allah touch those brothers who are listening, man. And don't you be ashamed of being black. Be black unapologetically. See? Because you're not black because you curse. You are black because you are the first. That's why that lion is sitting over in the desert majestically, that they call the Sphinx, with the head of a black man and the body of a lion, because our ancestors left a sign of who we are.
And that body of a lion in the head of a black man, it represents Abu Hajj, meaning the father of civilization. And everywhere Caucasian people have went, brother, when they digging up dirt, they say, dang, the black man have been here too. They just keep it hidden from us. So I implore you, read, study. Don't let people tell you something. Go get the knowledge for yourself. And that's my guidance and that's my advice to those young brothers. And I pray to Allah that he'd use me in a way to inspire them.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And I just want to add to the sister, you know, I hope the brothers can hear me when I say that everything that the white man has accomplished here in America is because of you. This country was built by the backs of black men. So I don't care how dim things may look. I don't care how they talk about you. I don't care how you all talk about one another. This great country that was once so great was built by the brawn and the brains of black men. It would not even exist without you. So when you want to see your power, you can look at the stolen sciences that white people use because they got it from you. And let that be your motivation to see your greatness every day. And I just pray that inspires them as well. Yes, sir.
That is
okay.
Beautiful.
We got a question from Vanita. Vanita lives in a town called Cornelius, North Carolina. And she says, how do I best organize the young men in my community? They have no fathers, and I am tired of waiting on someone else to do what we should be doing. She said, I don't know what she said. She said, I've asked men to help me, but to no avail. Could you please advise?
Wow. What Carolina that was? What part?
Cornelius.
Okay.
North Carolina.
Well, dear sister, my greatest advice to you would be to go into the archives of the Final Call newspaper and search out videotapes, DVDs of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's speeches. And you invest in those words from that man, and you take those young boys and you set them in front of that modern equipment, and they can gain a father through listening at the teachings of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. That's what got me. It was a DVD, where in them days it was videotape. And I sat in front of my TV in the comfort of my home and got converted sitting on my sofa. And so since there's no physical man there that you can count on, then bring the only man I know into your home and into that area through DVDs. There's a whole movement can start. And when them young brothers hear the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, I guarantee you, they're going to pay attention to what it is that he is saying. And go to the nearest town where the Nation of Islam have a study group or a mosque.
That's right.
And ask the brothers in that study group or in that mosque, will they come to your town and your city and help you if they can? And if they can't, that's why we got social media. You can go on
that's
YouTube.
Right.
And pour down all the Honorable Minister, many of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's lecture, and sit them young brothers in front of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's lecture and let them listen to what he has to say. I guarantee you, dear sister, they will listen to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan until help comes. You just going to have
right.
to hold down the fort, sister. You're going to have to be the modern-day Harriet Tubman in your city. You're going to have to be the modern-day soldier of truth in your city. You're going to have to be Mary, the mother of Jesus. See? So if it ain't no man, you all been doing a hell of a job for 400 years anyway. Just hold on a little longer and lead them brothers out of that mental bondage that they're in. And if God bless you to touch five of them, and them five wake up and touch everybody else, you would have done your job. And if you can't find anyone, you got Brother James right down there in Tampa. I'm way out here in L.A., but shoot,
yes, sir.
Look us up. We'll come.
We certainly will, beloved. We certainly will.
I'll get on a plane. We'll come.
Yes, sir.
All I'm asking you to do, just give me a sandwich.
I said it right.
I didn't say sandwich. White people eat sandwiches. Black people eat sandwiches. A sandwich is a snack, but a sandwich is a meal. I'll teach all night for a sandwich. You know, so
wow.
No, dear sister, if you cannot find help, reach out for Sister Queen Aziza and Brother James or myself. If Allah permit me, we'll come in that area. But I know
that's
I could
right.
probably call some ministers in and around that city to get to come to you, you know. So, but let us know, and please leave a way where we can contact you.
Yes, I have my number.
Beautiful.
Praise be to Allah. Very good.
Okay. Well, we got some more questions. I'm not going to ask them, so. Y'all can proceed, and let me remind the listening audience, if you have questions on the phone, since there's so many of you out there, y'all can press one of your dial pad, and we'll take your call. But you can proceed, Brother James.
Well, thank you. I believe I know the nature of those questions that you refuse to answer. But I want
to
say,
I'm not doing
yes,
it tonight because I end up cussing somebody out, and that is so un-MGT like. But right now, I'm really in the mood to do so, so I'm just gonna hush.
We always rise above the ignorance of the people. I'm not gonna even allow someone to cause me to become undignified. You know, with silly stuff, because, you know, that's what the devil always want to do. We're dropping so much truth, he's trying to get us to go in another direction, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, hell, we ain't got to answer no questions. That's stupid. I don't have time
that's
for stupidity. I will never lower myself to get in the garbage can, you know, when we up here on the cloud. So, I mean, and even if there's some questions I may say, I wouldn't answer that question if my life depended on it. Don't, come on, y'all. Let's keep it high.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and you know, the reason why is because, you know, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has given us 58 years of his 81 years. In teaching us, in raising us from the dead. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan doesn't have anything to prove. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has proved that he has the favor and the guidance of Almighty Allah.
That's
and
right.
The Honorable Minister
yeah.
Louis Farrakhan has proved that Satan will be defeated. So when people come at me sideways with questions of negativity, it is best to ignore them because I know in the end, and we know in the end, that Allah is going to be victorious and that we are in a valley of decision that we have to make up our minds that we are going to follow the one that is going to be victorious because in him lies our victory. So for those who just don't want to get on the ark, Brother Tony, then they just don't want to get on the ark. You see
sure.
what I'm saying? So
no
all praise is due to Allah, you know, because
look.
You can stay the hell out the way and let us get the work done.
Yeah.
And
well,
that's just how
we're
rolling on that.
That's right. There's no compulsion. There's no compulsion, dear sister. You know, when you know that you are teaching nothing but the truth, you have no fear, nor should you grieve. But when you are not so sure about what it is that you're teaching, then that means you have buttons that can be pushed. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said to us one day, he said, be careful. Be careful with your emotions, because the devil can use your emotions as a weapon in his hand.
That's right.
You see?
That's right.
Sometimes when I'm out in the street pushing, and I mean, I'm not, the devil ain't just in white faces. Sometimes he come at us in black faces. And a brother would come up trying to push buttons. And that's why we have a lesson that says, why does Muhammad and any Muslim murder the devil?
Come on, Brother Minister.
What is the duty of each Muslim in regards to poor devils? And what reward does a Muslim receive by presenting four devils at one time? I'm not talking about nothing physical. These are spiritual truths. These are mental truths, see? And that's why when you clean out your mind, your Kaaba, and you rest yourself on the four foundations of the truth of God, and once you know you got freedom, justice, and equality in Islam, you can stand on that and not be moved. I don't care if a dog is growling. I don't have to be afraid because he's showing his teeth when I'm with the God that can take his teeth.
Come on,
out of
Brother
his
Minister.
Mouth.
That's right.
So if he push a button and calls me to ah, you mother, he got me. See? So the other day we pushing program, brothers get out of a car. Brother Tony, man, I want to ask you something. I could tell the brother didn't want his questions asked. He was trying to get a ride. I'm like, brother, I'm not answering that. That's an undignified question to be asked of a man like me who represents a man who's with God, brother.
That's right.
And the brother kept going on. I'm like, brother, I just want to warn you, be careful of your questioning. Be careful of your hatred and your vitriol. Oh, so what? You going to threaten me? I said, oh, brother, no, sir. I said, in fact, I'm going to walk away from you and leave you here with the people. And we walked away, and the people who weren't in the nation jamming his behind. See, you ain't got that certain things you don't answer, that certain stuff you don't get pulled into.
That's right.
The people will attack them. The earth
That's
will swallow
right.
that propaganda. You know, so we have to be wise today, man. You know, that's why, you know, anyway. I love your spirit, Queen Aziza. I'm glad you ain't putting no stupidity on these lines, because I ain't got
That's
time.
Right. That's
yes, sir. And we have a question from Gladys. She says, how do we interact best with law enforcement to help them find our children? Can we legally organize search groups? And how do we get law enforcement to investigate registered sex offenders in our communities? We have many girls missing in the St. Louis area, and no one is looking for them.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm talking about, you know. Here's the enemy taking the attention. This is why I know he's behind this.
That's right.
Something is up with the snatching of our girls, you know. Something is happening because, you know, his womb is being cursed. And it ain't no telling what is happening with these black girls. Ain't no telling what kind of experiment is taking place. You know, we don't never know what's happening. I'll say to her, we got to get this to the streets. You know, she's got to go to the preachers. She's got to go to the community leaders. And we got to lift our voice, and we got to have a movement. You know, I mean, in St. Louis, big old St. Louis, you know, we just got to have a movement. Sister, that's a shame. And that's the kind of thing that we're doing in Los Angeles. There's a big town hall meeting tomorrow to discuss the sex trafficking and the selling of our girls here in Los Angeles, you know, and we intend by the help and grace of Allah to cause a movement. So I think St. Louis, Los Angeles, Houston, Texas, Dallas, Texas, New York, places where this is happening, I think
That's right.
we need to have a national conference call to talk about a national movement. And overnight, since many of these entertainers is looking into Nigeria, we need to say, no,
Look in the Bronx.
That's right.
Look in Philly.
That's right.
Look in D.C. What's wrong with y'all? Charity starts at home, and then it spreads abroad. See? So I just think that needs to be a national call. I just think we all need to connect with each other in these various cities. And Queen Aziza, if you could, you know, like sisters like that, get her number and the numbers of others. I think all of us who are listening on this phone need to take a look at our cities and find out what's going on with black girls in every urban city in America and in some rural areas.
Minister.
And then come back on the national call and give your report.
Yes, sir.
See?
Yes, sir.
Somebody got to be a watchman, y'all. We can't be walking around in no damn days. We got to be in present time.
That's right. And, you know, we have to recognize puppets when we see them, because I personally know Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, and I love her, respect her. She's my sister. She's my soul. But we just can't be puppets. And when I saw her make that contribution, that financial contribution to help find the girls in Nigeria, I mean, it was such an insult. And I'm sorry, you know, but you know me, I speak straight words. It was such an insult and a slap in the face, because we have so many missing children here. We have so many causes here, you know, right in the community, in the district in which she serves, and there has never been a public display of, you know, needing to collect a contribution for the things that are actually going on right in Houston, Texas, where she's from, in the area that she represents. And so it speaks to the power of politics and how we must not feed into everything that we see. And you know, I'm sorry, I've never been a political person, but I don't trust not a one of them. I don't trust not a one of them, for the simple reason is that we know, and it's shown and proven every day, that black politicians don't have no power. You can look at President Obama, who has been, you know, ranting and raving about passing the unemployment extension, and he doesn't even have any power to help over 3 million people who have been out of work for over 6 months or more. So there are just a lot of things that we just have to start opening our eyes and be aware of, and always, you know, stay on God's side. Don't think that politicians can save you, because we are at a time now where politics is really obsolete, because that is being created now cannot defeat Allah, period.
Yeah.
So it was really insulting, and it was really hurtful to see that they used her. And I put that out there like that for a reason.
Yeah.
They used her to initiate this fundraiser for those girls in Nigeria. Now, there's a brother named Chatham, and that's not his real name, but that's his name in the chat room. And he had an interesting question. He says, do you think they are harvesting organs, or do you think they are sending them to NASA to create a new man with wicked signs because they know it's the end of their time?
Hey, brother, let me tell
you
something.
Very interesting question.
Look, all of the above could be a possibility, dear brother. All of the above. You know, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan always tell us, the messenger of God, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, said, you can't fathom the depths of Satan and the wicked machination that's going on in his mind. They know who we are. They
that's
know
right.
that black woman is the mother of civilization. They know that there are things in our genetic makeup that they need to exist. Their bodies are falling apart. We don't know what they're doing to these babies. We don't know where our babies are going.
You know, even the whole the Atlanta missing and murder. Do you know they didn't solve, but they didn't really solve but two cases. The rest of the 10 to 14 went unsolved. And we found out that those young brothers' sex organs was missing, and there's a certain chemical extracted from the body that was taken from every one of those bodies that can cure a rare disease in white people. So we don't know what's happening, man. I say that we have to say peace be still and get our own investigators to go over to Nigeria. Nigeria, you probably go over there, they like, what the hell y'all talking about?
Don't forget,
that was a movie came out called Wag the Dog.
That's right.
Where they prove that there are some stories that's on CNN and ABC and NBC that's manufactured in Hollywood. Don't forget, Anderson Cooper was caught using an actor, acting as if they was a Muslim running away in a country. It was an actor.
Mm-hmm.
These people are not playing, man. They
no,
the
sir.
Best at tricks. They the master at deceiving.
The arch deceiver, the Honorable Elijah
Muhammad
Cole.
If my leader told me, brother, let's help these girls in Nigeria, then I know it's real.
That's right.
See? So my news channel is called Farrakhan Worldwide. That's what I watch.
Hey, go ahead, brother.
See? The newspaper I follow is called LCN, not CNN.
That's right.
Come on, Brother Tony.
See,
yes,
you better
sir.
See what's going on with this LCN. You know what, family? Let me tell y'all, we need our own news channels, man.
Mm-hmm.
Every day we should have 24-hour news that we could turn on the TV and see members of the Nation of Islam giving local, world, national news where we
That's
send
right.
our own reporters over there. We're on the front line, and I'm telling you, they lying. And we got cameras on the same thing they say they got cameras on. Like, where are the riots? The Nation is over there. We don't see the riot y'all talking about.
Mm.
You know,
yes,
so
sir.
All praise is due to Allah, dear brother. That was a deep one there, man.
Yes, sir.
I don't put nothing past the devil.
Oh,
but back to Sister Queen Aziza, with what's beautiful about your the shows that you all are doing, it touches people from all over the country, and it gives us a medium to which we can give certain assignments to people in various cities. To start saying, hey, if anybody is listening from Chicago, check
that's
how many
right.
black girls are missing and brown girls are missing. Anybody that's in New York, let's check and see how many are missing. So the Queen Latifahs of the world, I think now Jada Pinkett Smith has gotten involved. Now the First Lady is holding up, talking about bring our girls home. Wait a minute. Mr.
Come
Obama,
on, beloved.
At one time, stand up in every city and hold up the pictures of black girls here in America that are missing. And I'm not saying that we don't support the Nigerians, but put our girls up in there too. And the question becomes, let me tell y'all, when Miss Obama did what she did, who put that in her hand to hold that up, saying bring our girls back or bring our girls home? You know how many tens of millions of dollars somebody now got? That ain't going to reach not one of those Nigerian families, I guarantee it. Well, we too easy. That's what I was saying last week on this phone. You got everybody talking about GoFundMe.
That's right.
Brother, I can't pay my rent, but GoFundMe. What? GoFund you? Brother, go pay for my final call newspaper. GoFundMe. What? I need a plane ticket to go to Savior's Day. Pay my Savior's Day. GoFundMe. That's silly. That's silly.
Mm.
We got to be real careful. We are easy, man. We can't even pay
That's
rent.
Right.
but we're going to pay for some. Okay. So, nah. But I do would like, I would love to get behind a national call, family that's listening. Everybody, let's all of us check in your city, come back in 2 weeks and do a show, and let's see how many missing black girls is missing in America.
That's excellent, beloved.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Yeah, we can do that.
I'll give the LA report because I'm getting it tomorrow. We have 180 black social workers that's going to be meeting with me tomorrow on this whole. They are angry. Because like that sister, so there ain't nobody talking about our missing babies, man.
Come on.
And our entertainers are being used to take the attention somewhere else, man. See, we got to go knock on the door of Queen Latifah, God dang it.
That's right. Come on, Ben.
You got to knock on the door, Will Smith. Hey, sit down. I'm getting fired up. Love out.
That's
an
okay,
excellent
dear brother.
Idea.
I mean,
that's
don't
right.
Nobody look, man. We cry, man. We cry for a brass monkey, but we won't cry for ourselves and do nothing
Come
for
on.
Ourselves, man.
Come on, brother Tony T.
You know, yeah, black people right now trying to help them rich white people who done got burned out of their house, man. I believe some niggas from South Central rolled down there with a damn ward in their car to try to help the master put their fire out on them houses. No, man. So in 2 weeks, Brother James, if you don't mind, let's do a show dedicated to how many missing black girls. And let me tell y'all something. The runaway among foster children is at an all-time high. And the foster system is not reporting it.
That's right, they're not, because it's government subsidized and don't nobody want to lose their money.
Absolutely. So we got our homework cut out for us. I'll have,
absolutely,
inshallah, my figure from Los Angeles, and I'll call some of the ministers in the various cities in my area. See, we got to use these mediums to give a report to our leader, man, because we on the ground.
That's right.
And that's not to mention how they're changing the laws every 5 minutes to convict children, especially here in Texas, to make the prison conviction age younger and younger. They're trying to get it down to 12 now for felonies. And I ain't talking about murder. I'm talking about robbery. I'm talking about theft. I'm talking about joyriding. They're trying to get it to where it's a felony. And if they're 12 years or older, they want to incarcerate them in the adult population. Mm-hmm. Man, it's not happening. It's not going down, I'm telling you.
My 11 and 19, my people is like a lamb or an ox that is brought to slaughter. And they know not that they devise devices against them, saying, come on, let us cut them off from being a people.
That's right.
Come on.
Go ahead.
Let us make them homeborn slaves, and let us remove their names so their names will be no more in remembrance. This beast ain't playing with us. They have set up laws. Look, you go to the Jim Crow era, the white Jews said, we got to always have laws that keep black people as close to slavery as we can at all times, even if a few of them make money. But then the few that make money, let's make sure we control their money and make them spend their money where we want them to spend it. That's why Donald Sterling said, I give them houses. I give them cars. Because 80% of the players on his team bought their houses from him, bought their cars from his car lot. He's paying them, and they giving it back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's time, y'all. We got
to. Oh, absolutely.
Man,
we're going to follow up on that, Brother Minister, and we'll have that information certainly in the area that I'm in. I'll contact those coordinators and student ministers who can also get on board. And we have to connect through the social media.
And
the
those who are in the chat
that's
room,
right.
Those who are in the chat room right now, send a message to Sister Queen Aziza with the city that you're in, that you'll take a look at the missing black children that's in your
that's
city.
Right.
You know, get with your black social workers. Get with the foster care system, you know. So if you're listening right now, Tell Queen Aziza right now that you'll do it in your city, your name. So in 2 weeks when we come back, we'll have a report that we can, and I will take what we are doing to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan so he'll know what's happening on the ground.
That's right.
That's right, and I can get some of the other student ministers to come on, but I also want to employ that all of you who are on the phone, Michigan, San Antonio, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Louisiana, Vancouver, some of these I don't know, Oregon, I know that's Washington, D.C., of course, all of y'all down in Florida, all 99 of y'all that's listening, New York, all of you really need to get involved in missing children, not just missing girls, but missing children's activity. We need to find out where our children are and what is being done to find them. Now, some of these children run away, but believe me, when you report a child missing and the first thing they tell you the child is over 6 years old or 7 years old, they say that the child has ran away. You know, black children don't run away. Let me just get that straight. Black children very, very seldom run away. That is something that they have labeled us with because that's what little white children do. Black children don't run away. That's not
the norm.
That's
what the social workers are saying out here. You're absolutely right.
They do not run away. So something is happening to them, and that's how you eradicate a nation. You kill the seed. And so we want to get involved in that. But before I go, I have to say this to you, Brother Tony. You know, I love all of you, all of the student ministers and representatives of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. But, Brother, I just want to take a moment out to thank you, Brother Tony. You have always been a leader. You have always had your boots on the ground in the community. You have taken up all of the challenges. You have faced all of the oppositions with no hesitation. I just want to give you an original salute from my heart to yours, and I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for your service to Los Angeles and 27, my home mosque, of course, and just thank you for your service in our nation. I just want to say thank you. I want to give you your flowers while you live. So
thank you again, dear brother.
Oh, no, thank you, dear sister. It's such an honor to serve. I'm going to do everything I can to work out my salvation because I want to be in that number when the saints come marching in. I'll be damned. I ain't missing that.
Come on now.
That's right.
That's a me now I want to miss, you know. I have a truckload of sins, and I want God to just throw them in the sea of forgetfulness.
Yes, sir.
I'm with you on that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. So, family, but I'm serious, though, you all, by us getting a report card, by us getting on the ground, by us getting back on the phone. And I believe overnight we could cause a movement. And many of our entertainers who may be getting duped, or that might be real.
That's right.
We should be able to get the Denzels and them of the world and say, brother, let us pay to send some investigators over before y'all get duped by these white folks.
Yes, sir.
But we will tell you of some real issues going on in Compton, going on in Watts, going on in the Bronx, going on in Philly, going on in D.C., going on in Pittsburgh, going on in Miami, going on in Atlanta.
Yes.
I mean, and this boy who was on TV the other day was even talking about Mr. Sterling. There's some other stuff about to come out about Mr. Sterling and young black girls, particularly young light-skinned girls. That he would have in I'm trying to tell y'all, this thing ain't over. It ain't over.
Right. This is the tip of the iceberg. Absolutely.
But anyway.
Sister Aziza.
Yes.
Listen, can you announce the link to the chat room, how a person can get or participate online? Because I have one of the listeners texting me and asking me, how do they get online to participate in this conversation?
Yes, sir.
Can you announce that? Thank you.
Yes, sir. When you go to Blog Talk, if you happen to click on one of our links, or if you go to blogtalkradio.com and you look up Nation Building Movement, Walking with God, however you access it, go to the bottom of the page when the show is live, because it only works when the show is live. Go to the bottom of the page, and there it will give you access to the chat room. And that's how you get into the Blog Talk chat. Usually the Blog Talk chat only allows, I think, about 150 people. And so if you want to chat with me on Google, you can Google me at GidgetMuhammad@gmail.com, and that chat room is already open. And then you can Google me at gmuhammad@yahoo.com, and that chat room is always open as well. So we have three chat rooms available to you. And also you can hit me on Facebook, because I always leave my Facebook open. So you all can hit me on Facebook under Queen Aziza Mariam Muhammad, or either under Aziza Queen Muhammad. Yeah, I got two pages, I know. So you always have access to me to chat live during the show. And we have another call. I think it's coming out of Boot Country, Louisiana. So we're going to take it now. Area code 225.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam. Wa alaikum salam,
yes,
sir.
Yes, man. This is Brother Joe Lamont calling out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I want to, thank everyone. Member Tony, what a great brother that I have been listening to for some time, especially when he went up against Fred Price. brother.
Yes, sir.
But anyway, brother, I just got the phone number. I'm just not getting on. And I'm loving it. I mean, it's like the thing that I like to hear and will be willing to do in my life on the line. It's getting with brothers here too as well across this nation. Because like you say, we got people, young girls, young boys, coming up missing.
Wow.
Without a trace. Yes, sir. They're not saying nothing. Like remember Tony said, that we need our own reporters, own media, to go in and bring out this truth so we can go in and do what we need to do. And,
yeah,
Yes, sir. And I'm willing, because I'm down here in Baton Rouge, me and a couple of brothers, we got some sisters too. You know, we are putting some things together as well. Me pushing myself, I remodel and build houses. And I'm reaching out and doing a lot of things, but I want to be in that number as well. I'm ready. I'm willing, whatever it takes to go and do, like Mr. Tony said, we got to get in, we got to get through it. So I just want to thank you all, and I'm going to be, I got the number, I'm going to be listening in more and more now and being involved. And may Allah bless the family and give all the greetings to the mosque in the region from their brother and from this city of Baton Rouge. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam, brother. Please return the greetings and love. Yes, sir.
That's right. Thank you, sir. Yes. And don't forget, everybody today is a reporter. With these cell phones with cameras on them, hell,
that's right.
Everybody is a reporter. You know,
yes,
we got cameras everywhere. So thank you, brother, for that. And I'm looking forward to that report on, because, God, I didn't even think of the missing boys. My God, we got work, y'all.
We got work.
Well, there's a small town in Louisiana. I did a story maybe a year and a half ago on Jason Smith. And Jason Smith was a 14-year-old black boy who was drowned and beaten in and found in a pond behind the alleged perpetrator's house. But in that town, I would say maybe about 30 or 40 children had come up missing, and they were all black, and no one has ever looked for them.
the law enforcement there, of course, is just short of being the Klan. So when it comes to our children, it doesn't matter. But the thing about Jason Smith is that they buried him. They took possession of his body. And by the time his father got to him, they had removed all of his internal organs.
Wow.
And so when they did finally get possession of the body and they had another independent medical examiner examine the body, they found out that, you know, he had been raped. He was only 14. He had been sexually assaulted. He had been beaten, and he had been drowned. But they could not really determine all of the injuries that may have occurred to him, because when the medical examiner went to examine him internally, they were actually towels stuffed in his body. So these are the kind of atrocities that our babies are going through, and that is so vitally important. And, you know, I just have to say this, being a mother, being a juvenile advocate here in Brazos County, which is one of the most prejudiced counties against black and brown people in Texas, I have to say this. You know, we as parents have to stop being punk-ass parents. And that's just plain and simple. We have to stand up for our children. I could never understand the responsibility that we put on the shoulders of our children. We turn them out in the street and act like it is their duty and their responsibility to take care of themselves, and then we want to command respect from them when we are not even taking the position, or we are not even taking on the role as a parent. You know, and I'm going to tell you the truth about some of these 12 and 13 and 10 and 9-year-old girls missing. Half of that, I would say probably more than half of that, is a lack of supervision. And when you are a parent, even if you have to go to work, yeah, we all have to work. We all have to take care of our children. But it's your responsibility to take care of that child, to secure that child first. Because in a minute, you're going to wake up and you're going to be going to work and you ain't going to have nobody to come home and feed. You ain't going to have nobody to shelter because somebody has snatched our children. And this is our responsibility. It's not the children's responsibility. You sit up here, you let the school district tell you that your child is dysfunctional, that they're hyperactive, that they this, they that. They walk around here drugged out. Anybody can get to them because they're not even conscious half the time. So we have to take a responsibility and be parents. It is no reason our children should come up missing in the numbers that they're coming up missing. It's all because of a lack of supervision.
That's right.
That's most of it. The second part of it, and you stop sitting out here, and, you know, I said this on Facebook, and I'll say it again. You know, you dress your little girls like little women, and you turn them out into the street. You done traded in being a parent for being a pimp, because when you send your little 10-year-old girl and your 11-year-old girl, your 12-year-old girl out the house looking like a hooker, what do you expect?
Come on,
you know,
sis.
We have to take some responsibility. You know, and stop telling your son when he's 5 and 6 and 7 years old that he's your little man. He's not a man. Because as soon as he bucks you and thinking he's a man, then you want to knock him out and tell him that you command some respect. No, let your children be children. Yes, they have to grow up fast. But you need to spend that time teaching them. Turn off MTV and BET and all the other foolishness. Take the iPad, the iPhone, and the iPod, and sit down and have a conversation with your children. Teach them how to be safe.
Know what your children are doing. Know where they're going. Know who they're with. Know that these visits they're going to are being properly chaperoned. Stop turning your children out into the world and expecting them to come home every night, because it's not going to happen. We are in a dangerous time. Now, our children are dying by the hundreds. The police are killing them on the street by the hundreds. And you think that it's a stain on the police department, but it's really a stain on us. Where are we when our children are being slaughtered?
Come on, Delilah.
All right, I'm going to hush.
Oh, no, that's sister, your, thank that's you. Your trademark statement, but you know our response to that, Queen. Go ahead.
No, that's beautiful.
No,
that's
right. I'm getting emotional now, so I'm going to hush.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, all of that is a part of what
that's right
of what we're doing tonight. You know, we have to kill the apathy that our people are in with knowledge, with truth.
That's
you know,
right.
And our people are so low, you know, so low on the tone scale that you cannot go and whisper to a person that's at body death. You got to yell, make him mad. If you make him mad, it's better than him being sad.
That's right.
It's better than him being or she being in apathy. So, sister, no. Thank you your guidance, and thank you, because that's mother's wit. That's natural. So we can't turn away from natural truths coming from sincere beings like yourself. So I'm on it. I'm glad I'm on the team.
That's right.
Oh, praise this dude, teller. Okay, we're going to take one more question because we are over time, but I promised this brother I would ask. He wants to know, in your opinion, Minister Tony, what was the science used in the 50s and the 60s that united us? I would hate to think that it was infiltration of black organizations and murder that united us.
What was it that united us? Well, in the 50s, thank you, dear brother, but to tell you actually, I can take you back. In fact, if you Google before then, the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, and the 50s, what united us was we had a known enemy. We knew who the enemy was.
That's right.
See, the white man made no bones about who he was as an enemy. We were still being lynched back then. We were still sharecropping in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. You know how many riots there were in 1919? How many race riots there were? You know how many thousands of black people that got hunted down during the race riots by white people? I'm sure you heard of Tulsa, Oklahoma, you know, and what happened with the bombing of the area called Africa Town in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where 15,000 black people got one-way tickets out of town. So many died in the river, they say that 4 to 5 bodies a day was floating in the river in Tulsa every day for a month. We had a known enemy today. He's changed his tricks today. The riots that were still taking place in St. Louis. Do you know there was riots in Chicago, riots in New York? See? It was the manifestation of white supremacy that was moving us to stay united. And now it's showing its ugly head again, and it will unite us again. Hello?
Yes, sir. We're listening.
Yes, sir. We're here.
All praises due to Allah. I got so quiet, I got scared.
I thought
the apocalypse
would
happen, man. Everybody was gone but me. But no.
No, sir.
No. You know, that same thing is happening right now. You know, we didn't have jobs. Like Brother James was saying last week, man, we keep talking about justice and jobs, man. 50 years later, it's the same song.
That's right.
You see, they're not lynching you so much so with a rope. They lynching you with a law. They lynching us with chemicals. They putting us on psych meds. We're going into mental institution. They're lynching us by charging a 12-year-old black child, you know, with a crime and then making him serve time with grown men. It's a new kind of lynching today, you know. And so that's what's happening, man. They're lynching us through foster care.
They're lynching us through abortion. Do you know every 95 seconds some black woman is having an abortion?
Come on, sir. Come on.
And when you go look up the woman, Margaret Sanger, who is the originator of the whole Planned Parenthood that comes out of eugenics, she wrote a letter. We got the memo that she wrote a letter saying that we have to hide how we kill black people because we don't want black people to know that we want to annihilate all of them. But we'll
come on, brother minister.
And call it Planned Parenthood. Guess who they use? They use the black church in New York called Abyssinia Baptist Church. The pastors didn't know they was being used, but they used them. They came in the name of help to hurt. Oh, brother, I'm telling you, the same thing is happening now. Look at the lynching. A black boy can't even play his music loud without being lynched.
That's right. Teach, minister.
Black boy can't even walk to the store without being shot and gunned down. And how many we ain't even hearing about? Black men in Texas is still being tied to cars and dragged in the street. Oh, man, I'm telling you. So that same force, that same wind is going to unite us again, brother. And so it ain't going to change. There's nothing new under the sun. We just don't know what time it is. God says it's a time to love and it's a time to hate. It's a time to heal and it's a time to kill. It's a time to embrace, and it's a time to refrain from embracing. See? We just using all of the weak part of each one of those dichotomies. We need to go over to the stronger side of those dichotomies.
That's right. Come on, beloved.
I'm not going to love the people that's been killing us all of this time and then force us to try to say that it ain't racism. They want you to be colorblind, but they ain't colorblind. Nah, man. It ain't over. So all praise is due to Allah. Sister Quinkin, brothers and sisters, you all could really, I just started doing Instagram, and one of the barriers to learning is absent of math or without the reality of a picture.
Come on,
brother. You can see what a person is saying. And on my Instagram page, I'm sending out a lot of information to the world on what you just heard me say. There's a picture of Margaret Sanger. There's a picture of Samuel Cartwright, the man who came up with the mental disorder during slavery. He was a pseudo-psychiatrist who said that a runaway slave had a mental disease they called dreptomania. I'm giving you the pictures of all of these people, you know, showing you that the Donald Sterling's got these ideas of black people being less than human from psychiatry. You know, showing you the Tuskegee experiment. I got pictures of what the Tuskegee, the atrocities of the Tuskegee experiment and how those men got tricked and how the boasted that the only way they got to black people because they were illiterate. And that's in our lesson. Why does the devil keep our people illiterate? So that he can use them as a tool and also a slave. He kicked them blind to themselves so that he can master them. And tell a Pharaoh, the white boy that came up with the Tuskegee experience, he said, man, the only way we got to black people because they could not read the newspaper. If they would have been able to read, they would have known what we was doing. See?
That's right.
And I'm showing pictures. I'm showing you the president of Tuskegee who was used by them, the doctor, black doctor, and the sister Eunice who was used, who the community trusted. But these white folks got her to trust them. And she brought black men. And guess what the United States government offered our people in that day? They offered what Obama is offering, free health care.
Come on,
y'all gotta be careful with this free health care. I mean, when has the government ever wanted to give us something and then say, if you don't do it, we're going to take your income tax? So they got Negroes running to sign up for Obamacare. I don't know if it's Obamacare. It could be Obama don't care or Obama don't know.
Now, go ahead, Brother Minister.
You got to teach.
You see? Did they tell you in 1950 what the CIA did in Louisiana? There was a doctor named Dr. Bailey. I'm putting those pictures out there where he did psychosurgery on black prisoners. And he said it was easier to do psychosurgery on black prisoners than it was a cat, because it was more niggas in prison than they needed. Mm-hmm. And I show who paid for it, the CIA. And guess what their role were? They was doing surgery on black men's brains because they wanted to cause a loss of speech, a loss of sensitivity to pain, a loss of memory, and they wanted to destroy the willpower. See?
Come on.
All paid by the United States government. I'm showing pictures of this. These people ain't stopped. So
that's right, Brother Tony.
My Instagram is Mintony, M-I-N, Mintony Muhammad, and we just teaching with pictures. You know, and so I'm just, you all, we got homework, man. We got work to do.
That's right.
And sister and brother, I just want to thank you. And if we are members of the Nation of Islam listening to this call, brother, sister, every one of us got to take that paper, the Final Call newspaper, and every week, put that paper, sister, in at least 10 people's hand every week.
Come on.
Just give it away. See, every FOI, let's join with our minister. Brother Minister, I'm asking you to give me 2 months. Now, I haven't lifted 300 pounds in a long time, but I'm at 75.
Brother Minister.
But I'm
going
to go up 25 pounds every week. Now, when I get to 300, don't you go to 600 on me, brother.
No, sir, Brother Minister.
No, I'm just kidding. You go as far as Allah will take you.
Yes, sir.
But thank you, Sister Queen. Thank you so much, man. Let's cause a movement through this radio show.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for being an inspiration, Brother Tony. Thank you so much.
That's right.
Thank you all. Y'all holding it down every
all
week.
All praises be to Allah.
Yes, sir. Okay, we're going to go. So join us tomorrow, part one of the history of Master Farad Muhammad, as I'll be joined with student minister, Jihad Amos Muhammad and Brother Idris Muhammad. And we're going to take you all the way back to the beginning of Master Farad Muhammad. And that will be tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. So Brother James, Brother Tony, thank you again for
thank
a magnificent
you.
Presentation. Thank you both. I salute
all
you both for your service to our nation. And I think between the two of you, we're looking at over 50 years of service between the two of you to our nation. So we thank you because you never know how many people you impact. You never know how many people who, you know, you implement that change in their life, and you never know how many people that hear the truth for the first time. So thank you, gentlemen, again. So, Brother James, you want to close us out?
Yes, ma'am. Again, I want to echo and reiterate our gratitude to Student Minister Tony Muhammad and, of course, to our wonderful listening audience. I mean, you jammed the lines in the chat room, and you have been doing so for many, many months from the time we first started this show. Dear Queen, I think we had reported 200 and I think it was 56 or something like that listeners initially. And Allah has really, really, really blessed us. So all praise is due to Allah. And we thank Allah for those who have come on the show, particularly you, Brother Minister, who have contributed very heavily to the increase in very loyal and faithful participants in this show. I want to say this in closing. All praise is due to Allah. I want to say this in closing. Regardless to land, language, or label, or faith expression, if you're black, you can find a cause of injustice perpetrated against our people because we suffer. We suffer every day. You don't have to look very far. Many of us can just look into the mirror and we can see a case of injustice against our people. Do something. Rise up and do something on your level. And as Minister Tony said, get with an organized group. We advocate the Nation of Islam, no question about
that.
But get with an organized group, an organized and conscious and black positive church or some social or civic or political organization, some nationalist organization, but get with an organized thrust and effort to help your people. It's not only the right thing to do, it's your duty to do. And so I want to thank all of you who have stood up to do just that before this appeal, and certainly I want to thank all of you who will respond to this appeal and do so after we close. Thank you again, and thank you, Brother Minister. We look forward to having you once again. We look forward to that report. We look forward to bringing together. Go ahead, Brother Minister. Yes, sir.
No, in 2 weeks, family, we'll come back together with all of our reports.
Yes, excellent. And we look forward to national conference that you are suggesting. Let's go to work. That's the point, man. Let's just go to work. Freeing
Thank
our
you,
people.
Brother James. Thank you, Sister Queen Aziza, for this opportunity.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Our praises be to Allah. Okay, family, thank you all for listening. Thank you all, as usual, for staying overtime with us. May Allah continue to bless us all with the light of understanding. We leave you as we came before you in our nation's greeting words of peace. As-salamu alaykum. One nation, one love.
Wa alaykum
salam.
Wa alaykum salam.
All praises.